Hey everyone, Epic recently announced UEFN, Unreal Editor for Fortnite, and the service is currently in public beta and based on Epic's Creator Economy 2.0 program, developers for UEFN will share 40% of Fortnite revenue with Fortnite creators based on player interest and engagement. Along with the announcement, other initiatives such as a Verse programming language, UEFN's analog to Roblox using Lua, and a unified digital asset store called Fab was also launched. Today, we talk about the current market environment as a developer for UEFN. What is the bull case and why should developers get excited about UEFN? So joining us today to speak on this topic, we have first Pete Holly, Chief Product Officer at 100 Thieves, who recently launched a game project called Bank Heist using UEFN. Next, we have Alex Seropian, founder of Bungie and Industrial Toys acquired by EA. Alex just founded a new startup, Look Face North, building experiences for UEFN. And finally, we have Arthur Chusoff, a former hit Roblox developer who is now seeking opportunities outside of Roblox. And I thought it's great to have Arthur here to basically compare and contrast the Roblox development environment to UEFN. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. Thanks for having us.
All right. So, guys, I thought we'd just go ahead and dive right in with the big question. Why? Today's episode is sponsored by Data.ai to access estimates for rankings, downloads, revenue, usage, or engagement for millions of apps on the App Store and Google Play. Sign up for Data.ai. So you guys are, you know, Alex, you in particular, legend in the games industry. You've worked on some of the biggest games, including Halo. And so, you know, is this... how big is this opportunity, and what about the Epic Creator Economy and UEFN got someone like you interested in building experiences for Fortnite and starting a company specifically focused on UEFN?
Sure. I would say in my mind it was fairly simple. And first, before I answer the question, the company's Look North World.
Oh, Look North World. Okay.
Yeah. All good. You know, at the beginning of this year, I had a group of folks from the studio from Industrial Toys, and we got together after we left EA to start working on a new game. And it was right around the GDC timeframe where Epic announced what they were doing, and having a meeting with Epic sort of opened my eyes to not what was happening in the moment, but what their long-term strategy is with Fortnite and the platform. And it wasn't instant, but it was pretty quick that it became obvious to me that they are trying to build this into a platform with a lot of things in common with like the App Store when it launched, with games for Facebook when it launched, but with a couple of extra things that are that we've never seen before. One, 250 million active players a month. At the very beginning. Two, it's got the Unreal Engine built in, which is the best AAA, you know, game engine ever. And I've been using it for 20 years. And three, it's got like 5 years worth of content in there already to build with. So when you put all that together, you think to yourself, hey, are they going to be successful in turning Fortnite into a platform? I don't know the answer to that question. You know, we'll find out. But I want to be there if they are successful. And that's why we started the company. We started making a game because, hey, this is a place where we just came off of like a 4-year project that didn't ship. This could be a place where we could do a 4-week project that will ship. And then it turned into, oh my gosh, if this really does turn into a platform, this is super interesting. We could be there in day zero. Let's go. Right. That was what was in my head. And I think sky's the limit. You know, it's like, you know, I put in my little thesis, you know, the word metaverse, and everybody laughed at me. You can't say the word metaverse. It's so overused. But if you saw Ready Player One, like, it looks like Fortnite. You know, it's like, did anybody make the metaverse? Maybe Epic already did. I don't know.
Okay, great. And Pete, what about you? Obviously, 100 Thieves, best known for esports and as a lifestyle brand. Can you talk about Bank Heist? What were the considerations? Why UEFN? and maybe a little bit of the origin story behind how this thing came about for you guys.
Yeah, I think very similar to Alex, actually, in a number of ways, just the realization of what was possible very quickly when we went to GDC. That was one. Second was, you know, I've been doing this close on 30 years and worked on AAA console, PC, and like Alex, had big hits and some failures and games that didn't ship and the usual roller coaster. And 100 Thieves had already embarked on, well, they hired me to build a AAA first-person shooter, which we announced last year. But we have a number of theses uniquely around 100 Thieves, which is around our creator network, which, you know, we have a reach of around 160 million players in our community through our various creators and YouTube, Twitch channels. So we had a thesis about not needing $100 million to market our game because we have this unique contact with our community and this super interesting ways to be very authentic and tell a great story and tell a story about game development and release it in a very different way. So without repeating what Alex said, the opportunity for us to test that thesis in 6 weeks, which is a deadline we obviously created for ourselves in a unique time box, was to get to that thesis faster than maybe, you know, waiting 2 years for our game to get to a point at which we could do that. We had this thesis around reach and being able to create a flywheel of interest very early, which could then extend out into, you know, our community watching our creators like Nadeshot and Valkyrie and Jack play. And that was really important to us with Bankhouse. And so it's really about testing that thesis because GDC was amazing for two reasons. One, obviously, over the last few years, money has been largely free. And, you know, people have raised like 70 million and hired 100 people to get after one idea. And that whole thing's starting to feel a little bit risky to me, just because the community's got so many incredible tools at this point. You can see it on Roblox. And so it just felt a little weird to just get after one idea with all those people and then have to spend the money on marketing. So this felt like I've had a very unique opportunity. My second favorite moment was I got to know the Frontlines guys who, you know, made the Call of Duty star game on Roblox. And I loved it because I arranged to meet them at the Roblox mixer, but they couldn't get in because they weren't 21. And that was just such a unique GDC moment for me. And yeah. I just came away inspired by that army of creativity and community and got to Bankhouse very quickly, which was, and I'm sure Alex would agree, I've never in my career gone from idea to sandbox to prototype to iterative product to release in 6 weeks. Never.
Same.
We were thrilled, obviously, with the outcome. 2 million unique players, went top 25, and still trying to figure out the black box algorithms that helped that happen. But,
yeah, I think it's an interesting phenomenon when you've got, you know, such experienced veteran guys like you guys who are going into this kind of a platform and not working on like these huge big projects, but able to launch things very quickly and kind of like joining the ranks of guys like Arthur, who has been living in this world of, you know, very quick development with a lot of the infrastructure that's taken care of for you and things like that. And so Arthur, for you, you were a Roblox developer. I think you've kind of left the platform. You've also investigated UEFN. And could you, for our audience, talk to us about, you know, maybe some of the reasons that you left Roblox, and then if you were to compare and contrast Roblox to UEFN, how would you characterize that?
It's going to be a bit ironic on why I left Roblox, and really it's because of the technical limitations that Roblox has in place at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, it still has technology behind on texture mapping and all that good stuff. We only just recently got meshes. And while all these new updates were fantastic, it is light years behind any other platform. So that's why me and my friends are like, let's just go make a game off of Roblox and, you know, make it somewhere for Steam, because it's just a bit more technical allowing. And another reason is that the Roblox market has got oversaturated. And I feel like everything has been done at so far, because I've been on for almost, I would say 15 years over almost, mm-hmm. As a kid, which is a wild thing about like, oh, this childhood platform is now maybe a mortgage holder. So that's pretty cool. It's a really wild concept. But the technical limitations did, you know, encourage me to move off and find somewhere else where I can expand on my creativity and ideas alongside the maturity content, rather make more mature stories and engaging content that way. Although Roblox is now working on allowing 17 plus experiences games on the platform, which is a really interesting take. They're doing a lot of updates focused on that. But comparing it to Unreal Editor, I say it's ironic that I left Roblox for the technical limitations when while Unreal Editor has, you know, better sound fidelity, graphics are vastly improved and whatnot, you still had some base release issues with the Unreal Editor, such as, you know, limitations on the engine of how much you can put down. Now, I know recently they have allowed world partitions, if that's correct, content streaming, which Roblox had from the get-go. But really, despite all these beautifications of the Unreal Editor, Roblox still has the accessibility of content. On Unreal, you gotta verify your documents. You gotta get a creator code. Let me see if I have it in my notes. Yeah, Island creator code, all good stuff. And initially, that memory on the game engine. Roblox does not have that. You just jump on Roblox, you publish a game, and there you go. There's no red tape at all, which is the beautiful part about Roblox. That's the first thing that comes to mind when it comes to comparing Unreal Editor to Roblox, is just the complete accessibility. But once you're in with Unreal, you would have more freedom. But accessibility means a lot, especially for the target audience of young game developers like I was myself.
Right. And Arthur, if I'm correct, I believe that the initial release of UEFN, you actually couldn't do things like save state. So it's not like Roblox.
You still can't save
your game. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not,
I mean, it's funny. It's funny, Arthur, you're talking about, like, you know, heading off Roblox because of the limitations. I think where UEFN is right now, it is super duper basic, right? I mean, it's like you can mod an FPS right now. I think we all believe, I don't know, I believe, I'm bought in that there's a roadmap and they're going to fulfill it over time, you know, grain of salt on their dates. But yeah, you still can't save a game.
Yeah, that's the main issue. But mainly coming in as a Roblox developer, my focus is the accessibility, you know, this island verification, all these memory limits, all these documents you need to earn money on Roblox. You just make an account, make a couple games to see what sticks. And there you go. You made some money. Now you can go buy a Tesla like any other developer and at 7% APR because you're like 18 years old. but I mean, like, I'm not like making games on Unreal. I'm using the Godot engine. Godot, is that how people say it? Some people say Godot.
Godot.
I heard someone say Godot.
Okay. So you're actually, it's interesting because you, as the young guy who was on Roblox for many years, leaving the creator platforms, and then you've got these very experienced veteran guys who are jumping into creator platforms. But I think that's, and obviously there's some limitations to Unreal now, but it seems like Alex and Pete, you guys are betting on the promise of where UEFN can go. And when we look at like some of the economics that have been published by Unreal, I think, I'm looking at this graphic now, but you know, it showed like 5 creators making over 10 million, 13 making over 3 million, and 43 making over 1 million. And for you guys, when you think about the potential economic opportunity, you know, are you guys thinking in these current terms? Do you guys think it's going to just expand dramatically? How would you guys characterize what the potential economics would be for you guys, or for, you know, even, or for less professional folks who might just be individuals like Arthur?
Yeah. It's it's difficult because the ways in which the algorithm judges engagement time spent and how that relates to payouts is unknown. And I also believe from others in the community that that's also shifted in a positive sense. So from April, May, I believe Epic have been moving more money to Creator Islands because they wanted it to feel more positive. And people ask the question, obviously Arthur was joking earlier about LinkedIn, which is my interpretation of internet hell, but like, people just slam you on LinkedIn for how much money are you making? How's bank heist? You guys went top 25, and it's like nonstop. So the level of interest in UEFN's high. I'm certainly not going to share that with people who bombard me on LinkedIn, but it's kind of interesting that it seems to be shifting. And Alex said it earlier. It honestly feels like when I launched a free-to-play game in 2011 on, you know, iOS and Android. It's a real gold rush. It's an opportunity, but it's full of thieves, lots of skullduggery going on, theft of ideas. But there is a first mover advantage there, because you know there are games that released in 2011 around that time that are still stuck in the charts on iPhone and Android. So there's a great opportunity. But coming back to the earlier question, it's very hard to judge what, you know, Alex and I may have been through other companies like an EA or otherwise, where you're asked for a true return on investment. And I wonder if that's why a lot of bigger companies haven't jumped in, because you literally can't a P&L on this stuff.
Right. You can't. Yeah, there's no comp to be had here. And for me, Pete, this is why I'm so excited about this platform, is like, I could do whatever the F I want within the constraints, right? So it's really clean sheet. Ideas win the day. But on the economics, less concerned or interested about how the economics play out in the first 12 months, but really thinking about this longer term, when sort of the random entropy of Wild West kind of settles down, the engine opens up and features. And my sense is this platform is going to mature differently than other UGC platforms have matured, because the underlying base technology is going to open up, I think, pretty rapidly. Like, if you look at what UFN is capable of right now, it's very much a subset of the Unreal Engine. And as more and more tools, like, you can't even instrument your own telemetry right now, you know? So things that we know exist in the tech stack, but just haven't figured out how they want this platform to take shape yet. As those tools, as more of the pipeline, as more of the feature set becomes unlocked, I think you'll see richer, deeper, more interesting, more experimental. My sense is the next big thing, you know, how like League of Legends came out of Dota, came out of Warcraft, you know, Counter-Strike came out of, you know, Half-Life, you know, all like PUBG came out of Arma. Like, I think you're going to see a big freaking giant play come out of this ecosystem, because it supports so much creativity. It supports so much. You don't have to have a comp. You can build something in 6 weeks. Ideas can win the day. And you talked about the flywheel, Pete. It's like the flywheel is so much more efficient here right now. And I think that's going to, you know, dare I say the I word, innovation, it's going to pop out on the other side.
Yeah, I agree, because especially in communities, right, there's no way, just because I've been doing this a long time, I don't get to tell people like Arthur what to do. Like, our in a very old school way, our team is made up of, half our team are people who've come from the communities of Roblox and CSGO, like that, and they do phenomenal work. And all you have to do is describe a creative situation and lead them to it. That's very different from a traditional console studio. So I think it's a real cultural opportunity too, because whilst we're building our AAA game, we also have a team on UEFN, and we're bringing in fresh new talent on UEFN and running it quite just based on great ideas and speed and completion urgency, as we call it, without crunch. And in the meantime, we're building this more traditional studio, and I really want to build like a flow of speed and ideas, and also the talent can move between those two pools. I've got folks on the AAA game who joined us from Take-Two and Electronic Arts and Blizzard, and these guys are phenomenal, and they're helping do all the lighting and all the texture work for the team over here that's working real fast. And I'm working on that culture, because strategically, I think the long play here, certainly for us and where we're putting our time and money, is at some point in the future, Unreal Editor will sit on top of Unreal Engine 6, and the community and the developers will just be working on one giant thing together. We're building a studio to take advantage of that opportunity, if that turns out to be true. Otherwise, we'll take a different path. But like that's what it feels like to us, and that's how we're constructing our culture and our team and our speed.
Go ahead.
It's just a really unique culture that I see, and I would say Roblox falls under the game industry now, is that you have these big giant companies, as Joseph mentioned earlier. And the people that you can saw on the platform are like 17-year-old developers. It's pretty just surreal to me. And these developers are making Gold Rush money here. And I think much like Alex says, you know, Unreal is going to be in this Gold Rush stage, but I feel like it's a bit more saturated compared to Roblox's earlier days, because Roblox paved the way to show what UGC can do for a community built by a community. So it is 100% a different culture. It's a different pipeline of how you normally have a business or a company focused on making video games. It's really impressive, is all I gotta say.
And Pete, I wanted to touch upon, you know, something that Alex mentioned, but you've got these guys building for UEFN, but you also have that AAA studio. And one of the points Alex made is that UEFN as a creator platform is a little bit of like an innovation or incubation lab. And so from your perspective, are you thinking about stuff that potentially gains traction on the UEFN side that would then feed the AAA studio? Is that how you're thinking 100%. About it?
Yeah, okay. Bankhouse, the Bankhouse Acorn was, and this is nothing new, like there's no crazy like innovations here, but we have a thesis in Project X, which was in prototype, where four teams fight over extremely valuable objectives, and then they have to steal those from the other team and leave with them. Now, I'm not talking about extraction gameplay, because God knows we don't want to be another studio making one of those, but it's more, is it interesting for two teams to fight over extremely valuable things and then leave with it? And we've learned a lot from our community about something as simple as Bankhouse. There's only so much you can do in 6 weeks. But yeah, absolutely. And we have three more games in development for UEFN. So very, very similar, touching on ideas that we're thinking about. Because ultimately, we want Project X to be a place to test new ideas anyway. And we're designing the foundations and technology to allow for that. Because this is the first time in my career, in terms of the financing we have for Project X, where I didn't sit and pitch one idea.
Right.
So it's been really interesting. And to come back to what Alex said earlier, that the cultural challenge is really your first few days on UEFN of being a traditional game developer saying, hey, so what about persistence? No. What could we change? No. What about no? No. So what you have to do is like not get angry about what UEFN is today and actually celebrate what it is. And because in the end, I remember I was checking with Nate Shot, like Matt, and he's like, are you into this? And I was like, are you into Fortnite? Because it's going to be Fortnite. Like character camera control, the things that we can't change. And why would you? Because there's 200 million plus people playing. That's the magical thing that you can't adjust today, at least. So celebrate what Fortnite is. Jump into that giant Lego box of 5 years of amazing things, then use Verse to construct it. But it is still Fortnite. So even when you try to build round-based team tactics gameplay, round one is like, it's almost like Fortnite is saying, what are you guys doing here? Like, so round one never works properly. The game only works properly from round two, three, four, five. Because round one is a shit show of Fortnite trying to figure out what the hell's going on. That's the metaphor. But it's wild.
Right.
We have to celebrate that craziness as opposed to getting frustrated by it.
You have to kind of like check your perfectionist AAA game developer credentials at the door and just embrace being a modder. You know, it's like you got to hack the shit. You know, you got to hack it.
That's the word. Like, you know, I can't even tell you the difficulty. Oh, we had one idea. Drill comes up, drills the vault, tons of spark, door blows open. Like escape with the money, it took forever. In any other game engine, Unreal, any other game, we would have had that done in half a day. It was ridiculous. Like the amount of Verse hacking we had to do something that simple was, and then trying to move a payload down the street. Good lord, I haven't spent that much time on something so simple for a long time.
And maybe just to close the loop on the economics, Arthur, I wanted to ask you. So I mentioned some of the numbers that are being made by UEFN creators. Now, relative to Roblox, could you speak a little bit in terms of like how does that compare? And is that enough to be able to draw out some of the Roblox guys to think about developing for UEFN? How do you view the current economics?
It's really cool that I believe it's five people that currently make $10 million on Unreal. It's really cool that the potential is already there. Not sure if it's going to be long-term profit, much like Roblox has been, but the numbers are still smaller in terms of population size compared to Roblox. I mean, I believe Adopt Me, that game on Roblox makes over 70 million alone, and that's just one of the top earning games. So now imagine the waterfall of what the next top earning game makes, what's the next top earning game, and you got hundreds of thousands of these games on the front page. So you have a lot more of a huge sample size compared to Unreal Editor. But it still shows Unreal Editor has a really good potential because it's still got a small developer base, am I correct?
Yes, it's pretty small. It's hard to judge, though, because it's so fast to get to ideas, as it is on Roblox, but it's so fast that it's hard to judge the number of developers just because of the amount of new content that's released. And a lot of it's copycatting each other.
Right.
And it's very tempting to just go after Red versus Blue and go after, you know, other game concepts. But I think avoiding IP infringement and stealing other people's ideas is probably a good long-term idea to avoid that and focus on where the platform will be. Because coming back to what iPhone and Android were early on in that ecosystem, it was a pretty dirty game of driving for installs to hit discovery, to hit your downloads, to get to revenue. And then, you know, if you were to Apple, God bless those people just getting slammed and hammered for feature. It was a real gold rush and very frustrating to watch. And you had to play all kinds of dirty tricks, and some people really were. But those companies that settled in based on great game ideas, great gameplay, and high quality, like Supercell, for example, just sort of came out of that gold rush mist with really sustainable, awesome, long-term gameplay and IP, and I hope that this would go the same way.
Absolutely, and you know, simply answer your question, Joseph, you know, you have Unreal's profit chart. The minimum amount is like $100 per year. At one of the Roblox developer conferences a couple of years ago, they had a similar chart to showcase the earnings of all developers, and the minimum amount for the biggest population was 50,000 a year. So that should probably show you a good scale of how much more is being made on Roblox with a way bigger population. But Unreal still has a lot of potential, a lot.
Got it. And we've kind of currently talked a bit about some of the limitations of UEFN currently, and obviously it's going to get better, but like if you guys could talk about what in terms of just the development platform itself, and what are some of the good parts of UEFN or developing on UEFN? And maybe Arthur, if you've taken a look at it, it'd be good to also hear, you know, relative to Roblox, is there anything that UEFN does better, for example?
It's got more technology and it's got the ability for a lot of crossplay. Now, Roblox can be instantaneously played on any mobile device, but I believe UEFN you can create for the PlayStation and Quest and the Switch, and that's pretty awesome. The technical offerings is great as well, and I think it's more so the customization, because while Roblox is a lot more accessible, it comes with the sacrifice that you are baby through everything. That means making custom UI is difficult, but Unreal Editor, making custom UI settings, tools, even animations is fantastically easy. On Roblox, you actually literally, there was a whole period where different plugins to make animations that were hacked together by community members were like doing a little war of which animation editor is the best. And this all goes to show that Roblox didn't even have one. And to this day, I don't believe Roblox has its own animation editor. You either have to use one that's made by a lone scripter on Roblox, or have your studio make one, spend 2 years before you make the game, or go on Blender and try to do the math to import it onto Roblox Studio. On Unreal, it's pretty straightforward and easy.
Got it. Alex or Pete, any thoughts on the good parts of UEFN development?
Go ahead, Pete. Go ahead.
So I'll keep this real brief. Yeah, honestly, one is like, don't moan about what it can't do. Okay. The first thing was, here's the idea over here. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it like we can execute this very quickly. And then jump into that Lego box of 5 years of Fortnite content and go look for all the component parts that are going to help you achieve that creative goal. And then if there are bits missing, then you can turn to your art team and anyone else to build devices and props that take the quality level up. Certainly you know, our latest version of Bank Heist is coming out. One of our guys joined us from Overwatch. He just spent a week on it. It looks absolutely stunning. So, you know, his ability to do that and dive into that creativity is awesome. The second win, honestly, is, and it's kind of what Arthur said, I don't have to worry about cross-play accounts, infrastructure, service, uptime. I don't have to worry about any of that. And obviously for our other game, clearly we do. And that's a very unique thing that allows you to just push. I mean, I went on vacation to Europe the day after Bank Heist came out. There's no way on earth I've been able to do that for the last 15 years.
Yeah, I would. All of that is true. I would add that, you know, the UEFN is also a familiar face. You know, there's a gazillion developers out there have been using Unreal, and it's there's a lot familiar there to get going on day zero.
Yeah, and actually, just we had this idea that close quarter combat in streets and buildings in a bank heist scenario would be fun, and within 24 hours. We took one of our street levels from Project X and moved it over to UEFN. And clearly it wasn't perfect from a, you know, being able to vault and move around the environment, but it did prove that with two teams in streets and buildings in 24 hours, that was actually fun. We had a really great time that first day and decided that it was worth investing more time in because we were able to move things over from Unreal very quickly and play it in a day, and by the second day, actually get into, you know, more hardcore development of the idea itself. So that was really cool. It wasn't perfect because our characters run and move very different from Fortnite, but it was good enough.
Right.
Good enough is probably a good headline, honestly.
Yeah. And not to moan about the things that UEFN can't do, but maybe the positive spin on this next question for me is like, so given some of the things we talked about, you know, saving state and things like that, but if you guys were to think about some of the things that you wish Epic would address next to make it a more vibrant or, you know, usable platform, what would be some of the things that you guys would hope that UEFN would be adding soon to expand opportunities or build better experiences for the players that you guys are hoping to capture?
Well, you know, there's some obvious things on feature-wise that I think would help expand the kinds of games that we can make. Right now, we are in that, like Pete was saying, you know, the character camera control is all sort of based on Fortnite. So being able to have a little bit more control over those elements of gameplay will open up other genres, open up other styles of play. Another thing that I think would be great for just the community in general is just more ways to talk to our community. You know, being able to get input and data from players will just help us make better games and help connect our players with each other. And those kinds of features, I think, would be super welcome by the community also.
Yeah, I'd second that. I think... if you just look at one data point, it's very frustrating. Having worked at Zynga for 3 years, which was a bit like building games on Wall Street, the idea that all I have is average session length, I'm just going insane, because what I really want to be able to do is which top 10% players are spending absolutely the most time and what would they like to see from us next. And that's difficult because we're not really in the business of building a live service at this point because there's no persistence. So it's round by round, very ephemeral bank heist experience. And we knew that going in. My ask in going into the new year, and I've had this conversation with Epic, is at some point, we have some aspirations around social gatherings and simulations. And obviously being 100 Thieves, we have some unique opportunities there to do things in real life, whatever that may be. And we have lots of different parts of the business where we could reward our VIPs in very unique and interesting ways with our keyboards or our apparel or our energy drink or the things that we do in real life. And I'd just like to create some simple system where I could understand who the Fortnite players were, bound that to 100 Thieves account, and then create leaderboards and social systems and connections for our community so we know who they are and they could come back persistently and do really cool stuff, be rewarded for that in-game, in software, and also in real life. And you know, that's a fairly simple thing, but a very difficult thing for a public, you know, not public, but a large company to do, because it's fraught with risk the moment you open up an HTTP window and Kinect accounts. But for me, that would be a great sort of big social lift for some of the things we'd want to do outside of individual games.
I completely echo what both Alex and Pete say. More of a centralized community. I think that's the biggest strength that Roblox has. Everyone is together. The community is what makes Roblox Roblox. It's what brings them money. It's what brings everyone money. So a more centralized community, but coming in as a Roblox developer, make it way more accessible. Now, if you give Unreal Editor to any, you know, industry professional, they're going to know what to do and they're going to start making the big bucks easily. But if you want to compete with Roblox, you got to think in the mind of quite literally a five-year-old trying to make a game for the first time ever. It is pretty difficult to just immediately hop on Unreal Editor and publish a game, whether it's a little maze game or also a ripoff of some other game. It's you just got to make it easier. You got to make it more accessible. And I need to interject with this one other thing. I think the problem with the comparison of Fortnite creative versus Roblox, I completely forgot my own platform, Roblox, is it's made by a different audience than what Unreal is intended for. You got a bunch of teenagers just going on, you know, Reddit saying, you know, Roblox is better because Lua is a much more easier language to learn. And the thing is, you don't really learn Lua on Roblox. Most of it is done for you. So it's really two big beasts. And really what makes Roblox completely competitively different from Unreal in the end, long scheme of things, is just the player base. And so the player base can only be grown by the aforementioned accessibility.
Got it.
Yeah. Lua is pretty mature at this point. I mean, I remember using Lua to write events and scripts in Fable, for God's sake. Like, it's been around forever. And Verse, I know there's a lot of similarities, but yeah, for our C++ sort of computer science grads and engineers, that can be very frustrating too. So it's kind of interesting where the community can't quite figure out the complexity, and some of my team are just like, good Lord, are you going to make me work on that again? So we actually have a really nice sweet spot of people that we're hiring specifically to try and combat that problem, which is why much of our team comes from the community. And you know, engineers these days aren't just coming out of you know, computer science classes. They're coming in as game lovers and game makers and can pretty much do anything. And this is the most diverse team I've ever had in terms of its team makeup overall, but also their overall abilities. It's very difficult on my team to say that person does blah. They do everything, and that's what, right, you know, Verse gives them. It lets them do everything.
You know, there was a word on the street was that internally within Epic, there was a kind of discussion and debate about whether it was too soon to launch, given some of the limitations that you guys have been talking about. Do you guys, what do you guys think? Did they launch it too early? Do you think it was rushed? Or, I mean, I guess for you guys are early adopters, so it's fine for you guys. But for maybe the typical developer, what do you guys think?
I think they released a pretty good beta.
Okay.
It's a really good beta.
Yeah, I'd say the same. Just like coming back to earlier, I, you know, especially as I've got older in the games business, you end up being surrounded by frequently some fairly jaded people, which I don't understand because we get to make video games for a living. And here we are nearly 30 years later. I'm still thrilled by that opportunity. So it's very easy to be jaded and complain. I mean, Alex is right. It's a good beta, and it does what it needs to do, and it's certainly good enough. And yeah, it's easy to complain. I would argue it's not ready for prime time. But the other thing is, as we all know, what else are you going to do? Spend another 6 months? Another 12 months? Yeah. Like, it's never ready. And so my learning on free-to-play mobile, I can't remember who said this to me, it was great advice. It's like, release something you're quite ashamed of. Otherwise, you left it too long. And I would say the same thing. It's not quite ready, but it's good enough.
I think it's way better they release it than held it, because they're getting so much feedback right now. And they're probably 100%. Working on much better things for the community now than they would have if it was just inside the walls.
Because really, that's what drives your priorities, right? Is what are your community asking you for? And they've been really good at that, by the way. They're certainly not closing the doors and the walls and sitting in meetings and making all the decisions for themselves. Their outreach has been really good. I've got to say, honestly, overall, a real pleasure to work with, just across the board. Just such a great company to work with, which makes it
much easier. They really want this to work. Right. And they're listening. So
I agree as well. I mean, I got a huge bias because 2006 Roblox was absolutely nothing compared to what the first release of Unreal Editor is. So for me, it's a blessing. Like, sure, it doesn't have everything that might make you migrate off of Roblox now, but it sure is a hell of a lot better than what Roblox was initially. But I think with the power community, especially with their acceptance of feedback so nonchalantly, the Unreal Editor is going to grow faster than Roblox ever has. And especially with the already proven base that Roblox has done by pioneering all this UGC stuff, it's got a really well-paved road ahead of it.
Right. Well, Arthur, for you, and you still, I assume you still know a lot of Roblox developers, what do you think is keeping them from jumping over to UFN? And what would it take to get more? Because as discussed, there's still a smaller community for UFN right now in the current state. So what will it take for more Roblox guys? Is it going to be the economics? Is it going to be some specific features that they're waiting for? Clearly, if you can't save state, there's certain games that just can't come over from Roblox yet. But what do you think?
The first obvious answer is that they don't want to learn C++. they want to stick to Lua for now, because why learn a much more complex language when you can just learn a little bit of Lua and make more potentially on Roblox? So it's more of a personal situation. That's not a fault of either platform. It's just that Roblox has the upper hand in terms of basics. But really, it's just the popularity of Unreal Editor. If you hear Unreal Editor anywhere, it's going to be amongst game developers. You don't go up to like some random kid on the street like, hey, you play games on Unreal Editor? Like, they're not really going to respond to that pretty well, but to Roblox, they will. It's just the popularity of both platforms. And
I actually think that's a really important point. Right? It comes back to really what Arthur's saying about platform engines, and then what Alex said about ideas. I had this weird moment recently. I think this is so true, that when it comes to content, it's all about the software. Somebody asked me recently, because I was the EP on Burnout Paradise, and somebody asked me which console it came out on, and I couldn't remember. Because all I could remember was the game. Obviously, it took me like a few minutes, and then of course, but it wasn't my default go-to. I was like, oh, I remember the game, I remember the team. And I think over time, you know, people talk about ideas and games and the social content and the connections they've made with people. The platform and the engine is like, who cares? And I think Fortnite's very, very similar. So it's all about content, as it should be, as it always has been.
All right, guys, I thought we could... go ahead.
I was going to ask, was that Genesis? Burnout Paradise, was that on the Genesis?
360. Xbox 360, exactly. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
PS3. Right. we're not here to talk about PlayStation 3, because that's a different conversation. That thing, oof.
All right, guys, let's talk future. And in terms of like whether it's upcoming changes or trends related to UEFN, what do you guys think is coming up for the platform? Any predictions from you guys?
Short term?
Short term or long term? What should people be watching out for?
I think more evergreen game genres and concepts that'll land with persistence and stick. That's where we're making a bet. We're preparing for persistence, because I think it's coming sooner than people think. And that's a real game changer, pardon the pun, because it allows you to do way more interesting things, and obviously, more importantly, will allow you to encourage players to come back. One, if your game's good enough, but two, because they're being able to continue and save progress. So short term, that. Long term, I've already talked about that in terms of our studio and our connectivity between AAA and the studios hiring and talent that we bring in.
Yeah. Alex, Arthur, any thoughts? Go ahead.
My sense is, Fortnite has been able to maintain a fairly stable player base for many years just on the back of Fortnite. And with Epic bringing more properties into that ecosystem, And not just like skins, but actual play paradigms. And with UEFN opening up potentially new genres, I think, I mean, this whole idea is that this platform is going to grow. So what does it mean when Fortnite, which is already a fairly large community, starts growing on the back of more diverse and more richer and different experiences? I wouldn't be surprised if there's a branding pivot or just what is this? You know, is it still Fortnite? Is it Fortnite? Or is this a platform that's got a new name? I don't know. But I think that is their long-term strategy. It is one of them. And if they're successful, then this platform continues to get bigger, which I think is really interesting. We might see it.
Yeah, and I don't even, in the short
older
term,
players showing up, etc.
Yeah, and I think they're even in the short term, certainly moving that current island discovery page more central towards, you know, what Fortnite is on the landing page. So you're starting to reduce friction just by doing that, honestly, and spending more time on that piece of the product. Because I do know that the time spent in islands is growing exponentially, even when compared and contrasted to Fortnite itself. Because obviously, everyone got super excited about GDC, about the opportunity to share 40% of revenue. But let's not forget, you're in the pool with Fortnite. So it's not a fair share.
That's a big boy in that pool.
Yeah, somebody needs to do the math before you get excited about the big number. Yeah.
Unreal Editor's got a really good ecosystem already. You have a huge player base, so the only way is up. But I'm more concerned about the branding, much like Alex says, like, what's it going to be? Is it just going to be called Unreal Fortnite Editor? Is it going to be called something else? I think branding is what really matters, because right now, if you know what it is, it's probably because you're a developer majority of the time. They're wanting to probably rebrand and make sure it's reflecting for both the consumer and the developer, much of Roblox is. What is Roblox? Oh, it's a platform we can play games or make games. Was Unreal Fortnite Editor? Well, it's a bit more complex than the name, so it's gonna grow. It's gonna grow. I know it. It just has a huge player base, and Fortnite. I mean, sorry, the Unreal Editor. It's already confused me. Has already proven a lot of technical applications and additions in just a short time span, and it's willing to listen to the community, and it's willing to be persistent. It wants to stick around forever. Because there's a huge untapped market for higher-end UGC products or games.
Well, there's one persistent and consistent thing here, which is Unreal. So who knows? Rolling the dice, maybe Tim Sweeney just renames Epic Games Unreal, and that just becomes the overall platform in the same way that Meta was renamed from Facebook. Because Unreal is the consistent.
Yeah, who knows? It is interesting. Like when I talk to my like family or you know, the folks who don't work in the industry, I never say I'm making games on UEFN, because that's like it's like Arthur. It's like you're saying, it's like kind of a clumsy acronym. But if I say, oh, I'm making games for Fortnite, everybody knows what Fortnite is.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But by the way, one other question I had is like in terms of the team sizes, and Pete, you mentioned that you guys are building games in like 6 weeks. Like, what are the size of the teams that are generally required to build for UEFN?
Well, I can only talk to Bankai. So I was five people, okay. Six, but I don't include myself because I can't do anything, which is the old producer joke. So there was, five people for 6 weeks. And and the makeup was one very senior engineer who joined us from Take-Two. One junior phenomenal engineer who joined us from a community, a level designer that joined us from CSGO, and then two artists that joined us from Overwatch. And so those five people got after it real fast. And no crunch, no weekends, nothing past 6 p.m., just real completion urgency. We played and tested every day. We did two big sessions with our creators and our founders, with Valkyrie, with Jack, with Nature, and those iterations made the game still better. And that's why we maintained the speed, because we just time boxed and planned it very efficiently. That was a joy, actually, to do it so quickly and release it when we said we wanted to and test out some of that thesis, but it was five people.
Alex, similar for you?
It's remarkably similar. We have many projects that we're working on. Some are smaller than that, some are bigger. But the current sort of where the puck is today, you know, where we're skating, that's kind of feels like the right play.
Arthur, compared to Roblox, I assume that's kind of similar, 5-ish people, 6 weeks, or is it different for Roblox?
It's usually less. Maybe it's just like three people, like a Lua programmer, a 3D artist, and a guy that does both because they can't afford a 4-4.
Okay.
Yeah, talking to the, I've become pretty good friends with the guys who made Frontlines, and there's three of them. It took a year, but there's three of them.
Okay. Okay, well, guys, I think that's all the questions I have. Maybe if we can end, it'd be great if you guys could maybe just say a little bit about your company, and if you have a last message or last, kind of prediction for what's going to happen with UEFN, you can say that now, and maybe starting with you, Pete.
Yeah, 100 Thieves. I think the other thing I forgot to mention was it doesn't matter about my resume. A lot of people just consider us, in a jokey sense, as the hoodie org. And so, honestly, the other thing is that it legitimized our ability to build software. I mean, it was, in our interpretation, I don't care about the money. In our view, what the effort we made, it was a hit. And now we want to make 3-4 more. And we have a plan and a roadmap that extends out 18 months. And so I'm really excited about it. We're constructing our studio to take advantage of UEFN and Unreal, so that we can create quite a unique culture, because I think long-term, Unreal 6 is some combination of an editor that sits on top of a powerful engine. And when studios and communities come together, I think we're in a unique spot, but I think companies like Alex's are too, because you just get to do something very quickly without any of that legacy. That there's good legacy in game development over the last quarter century for me, but there's also some things I'd like to leave behind, some legacy. We don't have any of that, so. Super excited about the future for sure.
Got it. Alex, final words?
Similarly, very excited about this platform and what we could do at Look North World. I like to say that it's kind of like we're making a movie in the movie theater. We have a very active Discord, and we work with that community to test our games. And because these dev cycles are so short, we can turn things around super quickly, and it really is a great flywheel for innovation. If you want to actually take part in it, come visit us on our Discord, and watch the movie, help us make the games.
Awesome. Arthur?
Unreal has got a lot of potential, and I think one day it might even be above the ranks of Roblox because of the mature content you can create on it, and the potential limitless possibilities. They already started including streaming of your content map sizes, which is awesome. Maybe someday I will come out of retirement to work on Unreal Editor, or somewhere I'll get hired at. So I'm really excited to see what the future is, because for I know it will affect me directly.
Got it. All right, gentlemen, Pete, Alex, Arthur, thank you so much for your time and insights. And for our audience, we will catch you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Huge pleasure.
Cheers.